Welcome back to another episode of the Drunk Bond Podcast with your host, James St. John Smythe. And today we'll be discussing Creed 3. That's right. Not a Bond movie today. Threw a little curveball your way. Were you ready for it? I used to pitch a long time ago in high school. I can throw a wicked curve, and I just threw you one. Did you miss it? Or did you hit it out of the park? Creed 3. We'll take a little break from Bond for a while. Let's just get the formalities out of the way. What am I drinking today? Just a little Bloody Mary. Nothing crazy. Bloody Mary, I use a Zing Zang mix. And honest to God, I've never had a better Bloody Mary than a Zing Zang Bloody Mary. These restaurants that make their own mix, it's too much. It's too spicy, or it's just shitty, or it's very good, but it's never better than Zing Zang. So when you're looking for the best Bloody Mary, don't think too much about it. Don't try to make your own. Just stick with Zing Zang. Trust me. Variations of the Bloody Mary, Bloody Bull, that's like with some beef stock. I don't know if I've ever had that, but people swear by it. The Bloody Maria, that's with tequila instead of vodka, which I actually just had. I was in Mexico recently, so that one's not bad. But if I drank that today, then I would vomit, because the amount of tequila that I drank in Mexico on that trip would make you pee your pants. What? I drank a lot of it. Much like a GoldenEye, if I had 50 drinks, 47 of them were rum. In Mexico, if I had 50 drinks, 47 of them were tequila. So me and tequila are taking a little break for a while, okay? It's not you, it's me. But we need to see other people for a while. I need to see other liquors for a while. And we're going to get back together. I promise. Because the times we had together were too good to just completely walk away from it forever. But for now, we're just going to take a little break. So no tequila for St. John Smythe. Bloody Mary. You know, nothing too crazy. I always think of football season with Bloody Marys because we'd always drink those at tailgates. So I don't typically have them. It's March right now, so I don't typically have it any other time of the year anymore. I don't typically have a drink in the morning anymore because I have a child. It's not very appropriate. But, you know, sometimes I run into the bathroom and just sneak cocktails, 6-7 at a time. Does that make me a bad dad? I don't think so. It just makes me a sneaky dad. Nothing wrong with being sneaky. Creed 3. Directed by Michael B. Jordan, and no participation from Sylvester Stallone. And this was a very heated topic for Sly. Something with the producers. I can't remember if it's Chartoff or Winkler who has the problem with Sly, or Sly has a problem with them, but that's a whole other podcast episode. The amount of bad blood with him and that producer, all those crazy Instagram posts Sly was posting. Go back and look at it if you haven't seen it, because it's insane. But anyway, no Sly in this movie. Directed by Michael B. Jordan. This is the first one of the Creed movies that I was actually excited to see. The first one, I thought this was the dumbest idea ever. The second one, I thought it was even dumber. But I ended up enjoying both of them a lot. And then this one with the trailer, I was like, God damn, this is going to be a great movie. I can't wait. And I shouldn't have been excited. Yeah, spoiler alert. Not a big fan. So let's just get to it. All right? Not enough beating around the bush. If you want to just chit-chat with me, just call me. But I can't just like keep having a one-way conversation about alcohol and sneaking drinks from my wife and kids. You know, I can't talk all day about this. So, movie starts out. No Rocky crawl, no Creed crawl. Don't worry about it. And some kids driving around in the middle of the night. And already, you know what I'm thinking? You know what St. John Smythe's thinking? Troublemaker. He's up to no good. And I don't like it. He's making trouble. That's what he's doing. So, I guess it's young Donnie. He sneaks out the house in the middle of the night to go meet this guy. I don't know why they're living in that kind of shitty house. I've seen his mansion. That's still Apollo Creed's money. Boy, I really like to focus on where everyone's living in these movies, huh? I'm sorry, but like, I don't... Well, why is he living in that house? I saw Apollo's house in Rocky 2. And Rocky 4. That ball-ass pool and those dogs. Why are they living there? Someone look into that. Someone look into all the houses where Rocky's living in all those movies, Rocky 5, Rocky Balboa, the Creed movies. I need to know everyone's living arrangements until I can fully enjoy these movies. So it turns out that they're going to sneak out to go watch a fight. His friend Dame is going. I don't know why they have to sneak out to do that. And what does this fight take place in the middle of the night? It's the Golden Gloves of amateur boxing. That's like an official thing. These aren't like underground fights. These are going to take place at like 7 o'clock at night. And there are kids fighting. There's like 15-year-olds. So that was stupid. That was a dumb thing. Why are you sneaking out of the house at 7 o'clock? So, Donnie's friend Dame is fighting some dude, I don't know, and they put money on Dame. And Dame wins. Hooray for him. Good job, Dame. And they get back in the car. So the first thing he's going to do is going to get some big-ass diamonds. That's smart. You want to talk about smart. First time you get a little bit of money, you buy something shiny. That's first things first. Oh, damn, bro, you got a big check? Well, you got to get some diamonds. Get something shiny. Get a nice bag to put all your shit in. That's smart. Can't figure out why all these athletes go broke. Not a lot of people do that, though. First time you get a little bit of money, I'm going to go buy something shiny. It's not going to make you happy, guys. Do like Cinchismith. Invest it smartly. Go buy some hooch. You know what I mean? So Dame's yammering on about all his dreams, his hopes. I don't know. You know, he wants to be champ. He wants to do this. He wants to do that. And they stop at this gas station. And Donnie runs into his old foster father, who, shocker, didn't treat him no good back in the day. Is that like a requirement? Have you ever seen a movie with an orphan or a foster kid where the foster father is nice? Every single fucking time. I don't even understand how this works. Like, these group homes or these foster dads. Like, they decide one day, I'm going to help these kids. It's not like it's required of them. I'm going to help these kids that need help. And I'm going to let them live with me and, you know, get them to school every day. And, you know, the state's going to help me out a bit, I guess, and feed them, keep a roof over their heads, and, like, do that until they're 18 or until they get adopted. That's a pretty noble thing to do. And then all of a sudden, in all of these movies, the dad just decides, you know what? I got a Louisville Slugger in the back. Maybe I just start swinging at these 8-year-olds, at their heads. Maybe I just start beating the piss out of these kids until they're, like, about to die. And you know what else? I'm going to divorce my wife, because there's never some foster mom involved. I'm going to divorce my wife, and I'm going to start drinking a lot. You know, keep things caliente. So, yeah, Donnie's foster dad, no bueno, and Donnie starts whipping that dude's ass. And then we cut to present-day Adonis fighting Pretty Ricky in his last fight. Remember Pretty Ricky? I guess Pretty Ricky didn't go to pretty prison for the rest of his life. So, you know, Donnie's getting his ass whipped and then, I don't know, sees something on Pretty Ricky's not-so-pretty body and he hits him and he wins. Yeah, hooray. Good job. Everyone's so happy, myself included. I'm over the moon. And it cuts to the Creed 3 title. So we cut to Donnie at his ball-ass mansion. This place is nice. Of all the Rocky houses, whenever I do a Rocky ranking episode, I'm going to rank Rocky houses. And this will be better than all the houses. This place is fucking tits. And his deaf daughter comes in for a tea party. I guess her hearing didn't come back from Creed 2. They kind of left it up in the air whether she was going to hear. So, you know, for all of our benefit, they just made her deaf and just to make everyone sad. And Bianca's working on her music. She's still doing this? Enough. I don't like her music. Have I mentioned that? I'm not a big fan. I don't like it. It's not for me. And, yeah, they're just chatting. He just put her daughter down, bribed her with 6 scoops of ice cream. That's just too much ice cream. I'm an adult. I've never had 6 scoops of ice cream. Hey, at least you don't have to worry about anything waking her up. Oh, deaf jokes. So we cut to public transportation. Ugh. Dame's riding the bus. And I guess he's just got out of prison. And Donnie's running the old gym. Promoting fighters now. And Felix, I guess the current heavyweight champ, and he's a member of that gym, he's going to fight Victor Drago. Which is kind of nice. They're bringing back like old fighters. That was a pretty big plot hole in the Rocky movies. Like, these amazing fighters would just go away after, like, one loss. Like, nah, man, they're still incredible. Like, where did Clubber Lang go? Where did Drago go? Where did Tommy Gunn go? I mean, these fighters don't just quit after one loss and go, like, sell real estate. They keep fighting. So this one, they actually, like, oh, no, I'm going to keep having a career. So Donnie goes outside, and there's a fucking troublemaker on his car. That's the last thing you want to see on your nice car is a troublemaker leaning on it. And the dude's like, hey, can I get an autograph? And Donnie goes, no, get the fuck off my car. And he's like, oh, hey, Dame. Dang, I didn't even recognize you. Kind of important. I don't really associate with, like, criminals or poor people anymore. So, can you leave? Nah, anyway, they start catching up, you know, on, you know, prison stories. A shanking, a shiv, a rape, you know, slave labor. Just all the little highlights of prison. And Donnie says, well, where are you headed now? And he says, back to the crib. The crib means house. And Donnie says, well, you want to go get some grub? Grub means food. Don't worry. Hey, Cynthia Smythe is your window into the urban community. I'll translate any slang terminology that you don't understand. Crib means house, and grub means food. And I know all the other words, too, so just ask me. So they're eating lunch. You know, he's saying, I got plans, keep my nose clean, keep my PO off my ass. Been there, right? So yeah, he tells him, I still want to be champ. 20 years later, I stayed in shape. I got some new moves. What? Some new moves? You mean like dodging rapists in prison? Bet you get pretty quick in that shower. So yeah, wants to be champ. 20 years later, he's actually like serious. It's like, dude, I just retired and you're older than me. But he tells him, all right, come by the gym. So we cut to Mama Creed's, braiding the daughter's hair. Amara is her name. And apparently she had a stroke. So, you know, more fun and laughs for everybody. And they're chatting. They're like, who's the real champ? You. No, it's you. And Donnie should say, no, actually, it's me. I'm the champ. It's also the guy that lived here before me. I also would have accepted that answer. Y'all are not the champs for braiding hair and accepting a hair braid. And Mama Creed's like, where were you? And he said, oh, I just ran into the, you know, this guy, Dame. And Mama Creed's like, Damien? Fuck that guy. Goddamn troublemaker. And I say, Mama Creed, you're preaching to the choir. He's nothing but trouble. From the first time I slapped eyes on that hombre. And we cut to the gym, and Duke's all pissed because Dame's there. And I love this line. He goes, this ain't the goddamn YMCA. Look at the sign in the front of the door. No troublemakers allowed. He's trouble. And he says, you don't owe him anything. So apparently something happened in their past where, I don't know, Donnie owes him something. So Duke's not happy about all that. And the first day, as you do, they're going to let him spar the heavyweight champion of the world with no headgear. Fuck it, right? Meanwhile, in school, someone tears up Amara's picture for no reason. And she punches her. But no one cares. So they got to like go to the principal. She's great. She just fights. It's like, ugh. Come up with a different fucking thing. And Donnie's like, well, maybe we should teach you some self-defense. That kind of like a Rocky V storyline. You know, defend herself from these fucking people. What kind of crazy kids are in here? And Bianca's like, no, she needs to learn why she wants to fight. Because some kid tore up her picture for no goddamn reason. That's why she wants to fight. It's not rocket science. It's all about learning her emotions, not fights. Like, who gives a shit? Because I don't care about this. So we cut to Creed Mansion that night, Donnie's house. And Dane gets there. And he walks in. He's like, oh, my God, I'm going to steal everything. Oh, my God. I don't have enough pockets. I have to go get some more pockets. But I'm going to steal everything in this house. See-through floors. So apparently Bianca's not performing anymore. Hey, no complaints here. So I guess they're both behind the scenes now. She's producing people. Donnie's producing people. I don't know. So they start drinking Hennessy. And Dame's like, can't believe you traded it all in for a monkey suit. It's like, yeah, because getting the shit kicked out of me was a blast, let me tell you. Although, I'm not really sure why I did this in the first place, because I already had money, so I don't know why. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to tackle this topic, because I tackled it, I think, in the Creed 1 review. So, hey, we're just going to move on. And Dame says again, I want a title shot. And Donnie says, no, stupid. This is not how things work. And he's like, if Apollo Creed could take a chance on some underdog, why can't you? Well, Dame, that was a different situation because his contender backed out and he liked the name. And you know what? I don't have fucking time for this. Here's Rocky 1. Here's a DVD. Go pop it into your DVD player and watch it on your shitty troublemaking TV and you'll understand what I'm talking about. I don't have time for this shit. I invited you over here for dinner and some Hennessy. That's all you're getting, bro. So the next day, Bianca's like, did you sleep okay? And he's like, no, a criminal was in my house last night. So no, I didn't sleep well. And he's kind of terrifying. And he was eyeing all my shit like a goddamn hawk. So, check the inventory. Because I think some things are missing. And Bianca's like, why didn't you tell me about your group home? I'm like, oh, because that's a fun topic. You knew I was in, like, juvie and all this stuff, right? And I didn't have parents when I was younger. So, obviously, I went to, like, foster homes and stuff. Is this just, like, news to you that I was in a group home? It's not the most enjoyable conversation in the world. So, they just kind of leave it at that. So the next day, or that day, whatever, Dame starts sparring with Felix and starts, like, fighting dirty for reasons, I guess. I don't know. And Donnie's like, what's happening? Me doing my job. It's like, yeah, that's your job. Sparring partners for the heavyweight champion of the world are supposed to intentionally try to hurt the champ before a massive fight, right? That's your job, dummy. And he's like, maybe I wasn't clear. I still want a title shot. And he's like, dude, this ain't a fucking fairy tale world, you dolt. Get out of here. You just, the one chance I've given you, you started trying to hurt my fighter, the heavyweight champ. What's the matter with you? The hell out of here. And after that, he starts working with Amara on the heavy bag. And I guess I'm supposed to care. But before I can care, we cut to the label party for Bianca. And Dame's there, Drago's there, Felix, Donnie, yeah, you know, everybody's there. George Washington Duke's there. And Bianca, of course, asked Dame, like, what happened with them. That's a little slightly inappropriate. And while they're talking, some dude assaults Drago. He's got concussion, multiple fractures of the arm and hand. Boy, I tell you what, now his mom's really not coming back after that. So Donnie's talking to Felix, and he's like, well, there are two other contenders. Just two. One's recovering from his last fight. And he mentions Dame. I don't know what the other contender. Or was Dame one of them? Or was Drago one of the two? I don't know. So that's it. There's just the two fighters. Why not anyone else? There's only two fighters in all of the heavyweight division. That's it. Just Felix, Drago, and some asshole who's recovering from a fight. And Felix and his mom are like, we're not fighting this dude. He has no professional fights. Is this a joke? He just got out of prison. Speaking of fairy tale world. And Donnie's like, Dame will fight tooth and nail. So that's good, you know. We got to think outside the box. Why do you have to think outside the box? Either delay the fight, which they don't want to because it's like, we got to get paid now. It's our pay. I don't know. Or we fight Dame. Like, dude, find somebody with one fight, maybe. Anybody. He's not even a pro. He's never fought professionally. He hasn't fought in 18 years. This is stupid. And Donnie's actually like pushing this thing. His first fight is going to be a title fight. That's like comical. And it's like everyone's going to watch this fight because it's an underdog story. Well, then get a fucking homeless guy on the street who you can pay in like soup and heroin. They love that stuff. Well, a homeless guy's not a fighter either. I beg to differ. He fights a goddamn Royal Rumble every night for the good spot to sleep in, you know, next to the heating vent at the Chinese restaurant. That guy can fight. All right? And he's cheap. Soup and heroin. I got both in my refrigerator. What's the problem? Yesterday he was homeless. Today he's got a shot at the heavyweight title of the world. That's a great story. So, yeah, they're going to fight Dame. Like, I love how this is the only option all of a sudden. Well, like, whatever. It's a movie. Okay, so we got to get to where we're going. But, again, man, like, come on, dude. This is insane. Or maybe, like, have him come out of prison and he starts fighting, like, immediately. And he's, like, destroying people. So, in 2 years, let's say, or maybe have him like come out of prison right after Donnie has his last fight. He's like, I want a title shot. And he's like, no. So then maybe Dame starts having, you know, all these little fights and stuff. And he starts destroying people like 15 fights in 2 years because it's a half a round. And then he meets up with Felix. Like I guess that could be something. And maybe Donnie doesn't want to give him a shot because he's kind of afraid of him and he doesn't want his fighter to lose. And then all this shit goes down. But something better than just, it's his first fight. This is stupid. So anyway, fight night, it's going to happen. Like, Dame versus Felix, here we go. First things first, let's take the security bracelet off. I think we've all been there. Anytime we got a big moment, all right, before we do anything, take my security bracelet off. Because the fuzz need to know where I am. And he comes out and everyone's booing Dame for some reason. So much for loving the underdog. That's out of the equation. They wouldn't have booed that homeless guy. He'd have bit their face off like a chimpanzee. And Felix comes out in a cat costume. That is, oh, okay. I like that. I mean, he's got a humongous like headpiece on. So round one, Dame just starts punching his arm. I guess that's no good. And he just kicks him at one point. And the ref conveniently doesn't see, you know. So Dame kind of wins the first round, and then the second round, like more arm shots and an elbow to the face. Now, you can't do that. I think they take off some points for that one. So round three, Mark, more shots to his arm. So is this supposed to do something? Like, why has no fighter ever thought, you know, we should start punching the other fighter in their arm so then they can't use their arms again? Well, because that doesn't really work. There's a lot of, like, muscle right there and fat, and it can take a punch. You're not just going to paralyze someone's arm by punching it. But apparently that's what happens, because, like, I don't know, you broke like his the bone, like where his bicep is, because he can't throw it very well anymore. It's just stupid. And just all kind of illegal punches. I guess the ref just doesn't give a shit. He's checking Instagram. He's just tuned out. He's thinking about his dinner plans later that night. And Dame just knocks him out. Dude, it looks like Felix got shot. You see that? Like, there's like blood coming from his chest. That's not good. That's where his heart's supposed to be. And he's just like unconscious. So that's it. Like, Dame's champ. You know how stupid this is? His first ever professional fight? He hasn't fought in 18 years. He gets a title shot and beats the current heavyweight champ pretty easily by hitting him in the arm. You know, those old bicep shots. And that's it. He's the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. He got out of prison last week. I got to start punching people in the arm whenever I get into a little brouhaha. I can't lose. And Donnie helps Felix to the ambulance. He's like, yeah, hang tough, bud. We can get those arms patched up. They'll be working right in no time. And he goes to his mom's. And he's like, Mom, I fudged up, man. I really beefed it. And he realizes that she's been hiding Dame's letters. So he's like, what the fuck? He thought I'd, like, abandon him and all this stuff. Why would she even keep those letters after all those years, too? If you don't want your son around him, don't even risk it that he's going to see them. Burn them. Throw them away. But she doesn't for some reason. And he's like, why would you do this? She's like, to protect you. Protect me from what? From troublemakers, that's what. Protecting you from troublemakers. And he mentions her two other kids, how they never accepted him or whatever. So I like that. They finally acknowledge that Apollo had two other kids, which we still don't ever see. And he says all kind of shit to her, like, none of this would have happened if it wasn't for you, and I don't know. And Mama Creed's like, dude, fuck off. And she shows him a picture of Dame and the dude that assaulted Drago while they were in the clink. That means prison. So Dame hired somebody to assault Drago so he can get a title shot. Gasp! I know. You never saw that coming, did you? I didn't see it coming in theaters. Shocked. So Donnie's like, motherfucker. And he goes to Dame's after party, which is like a red solo cup party at the beach. It's like a keg party. What are y'all, in college? They don't have a noise permit for that. So you know what they're doing? Making trouble. Making trouble. Also, who the fuck are these people? He got friends all of a sudden? I mean, I guess you get friends pretty quick when you're the champ, but that fight was just like an hour ago. Also, how does Donnie know where Dame is? Well, what do you think about that? Hey, I'm fishing out plot holes left and right. Try to keep up. So Donnie walks in all hot, and someone tries to stop him like, whoa, bro, cool it. And Donnie just punches this dude in the face. This guy that's worth, $500 million. Some asshole's like, hey, easy, where the fuck you going? Just punches him out. And that's one of the biggest laughs I've ever gotten from my friends. We were in the theaters watching this. And I'm in the middle, and all four of us are watching. And Donnie just hits this dude, and I go, okay. And the genuine laugh I got, I still think about it. Because it's so ridiculous. Why, Donnie, our hero, someone says something to him, so he just punches him in the face. You're an adult, dude. You have a kid. Grow the fuck up. And he confronts Dame about the assault. And I guess he just forgets that Donnie did all this for him. And everyone's just laughing at Donnie, like, all on Dame's side, cheering him on. And Donnie's like, I'm sorry, who the fuck are all you people? How'd you get friends so fast? And Dame's basically like, yeah, fuck off. Like, I'm champ now, and screw you. Who's alone now? And Donnie's like, well, yes, technically, at this, high school party that you're throwing right now, yes, I am alone. It's about to get broken up by the cops, by the way. But no, I'm not actually alone. I'm worth like $500 million. I have a family, friends, a million business friends. I have an empire. I'm not alone, like, at all. But yes, standing on this actual beach, I am alone. So he walks away. Run away, that's the one thing you're good at, baby Creed. Like, try living in a cell, watching someone else live your life. It's like, well, don't carry a gun without a permit. And you're delusional that I'm living your life, psycho. And he's like, I'm coming for it all. The hell does that mean? What does that mean? Like, my wife and kids, my house, my empire? I don't know what that means, I'm coming for it all. You already have the heavyweight belt. What else are you coming for? Do you want my life? Well, you're older than me, and I just retired. So you have a year or two left of fighting. I don't know what that means. But at least it makes us hate him, And that I like. I like hating a villain. So whatever. Now they're not on good terms. They're not texting anymore. They're not getting together for Hennessy or wherever they went to, Chili's, to just hang out. They're not friends anymore. Sorry, guys. Maybe they'll get back together later. But much like me and Tequila, they're gonna see other people for a while. So he goes home, and Bianca's like, "Where were you all night?" And he's like, "I called you. Where were you? Stop the questions." And he's like, "I don't have time for a therapy session." "Well, then what do you have time for?" "Anything else. Everything else. Can we just not talk about, like, group homes and my relationship with Dame and that history? And I have a black eye because Dame punched me in the face. So I'm not doing well right now." Dude, the way he's sitting there with a drink staring at the ceiling while his wife keeps asking him questions, that's one of the funniest images you can see. Because every guy's been there at some point. You're getting hammered with questions or whatever from your girlfriend or hot wife or whatever, and you're just staring at the ceiling like, when is this going to end? Oh, I love it. Not my wife, though. But, you know, other wives. So they start fighting and screaming about God knows what. I mean, they're, like, getting after each other. And he's like, I don't want to talk about getting beat and raped by my foster dad. Yeah, that's right. just kind of threw in a rape in there, too. Yeah, the foster dad all of a sudden starts to say, let me just start beating up these kids and drinking and getting divorced. And I'm also going to I'm gonna start having sex with them, too, against their will. Yeah, I don't want to talk about all this stuff. And he's screaming at Bianca, and then Amara walks in. And he's like, well, good thing you couldn't hear that, because I was doing some screaming at your mom. And Bianca's like, get your shit together, Donnie, because she can't see you like this. It's like, well, you were screaming too, asshole. It's a fucking argument with two adults. Give me a goddamn break, man. So we have a flashback to Dame pulling a gun during the fight, and the cops, like, take him. I don't know. I was assuming we already knew that, but yeah, he went to prison during that fight. Don't carry a gun without a permit. And Mama Creed had another stroke, and this was a big one. And Donnie goes to her deathbed, and she's talking to Donnie about how when she first saw him and everything, and telling him all kind of stories. Did I ever tell you about the time I used to wipe your dad's ass? Yes, she told me that story many times. And then she thinks he's Apollo. I don't know. She's just out of it. And then she dies. So, Mama Creed.
She down!
And Donnie starts crying. We got more to do. We got more to do. No sign of those other piece of shit kids. Are they just, like, terrible people? Why are they not at the deathbed? And I wonder if they got cut out of the will, too. What's that will look like? Did anyone get their hands on that? I wouldn't mind a copy of that. Where's the Creed fortune land now? The kids? To Donnie? I mean, Donnie doesn't need it, but I wouldn't mind seeing him have it. Maybe Rocky gets a couple shekels. I don't know. I never do find out. So he's talking to Bianca after the funeral. And she just goes on and on about, like, how she can't perform, how hard it was for her. Marianne was like a mom to her. It doesn't come easy, but I try, you know, to be in touch with my feelings and all this. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure, sorry. Go ahead. We can make this day about you. And tells her that Leon was his foster dad, which she knew, and that he beat him up and Dame pulled a gun and the cops came and took Dame away. Like, is that something she really needed to know? Because Dame told her a little bit about it earlier, like, Leon. And I think he mentioned it was a foster dad. So you can probably put two and two together. There was a big fight, and Dame went to prison. We don't know how Dame went to prison, but something must have happened there. Oh, yeah, he pulled the gun, and the cops showed up when he had the gun in his hand. And he didn't have a permit. He went to prison. Like, is that some, oh, now I understand everything. Like, no, man, it's just one of those things that happened when we were kids. Why do you have to know this stuff? And thanks for bringing all this shit up. And apparently, Donnie ran. And that's the whole reason why he's guilty. Like, I don't know why the cops couldn't catch him, but yeah, he just ran away, and that's why he feels like guilty, because he just left Dame holding the bag. And Bianca's like, don't let him destroy everything you've built. How would he do that? How would he destroy everything you've built? You're retired. You have this empire of, like, fighters and produce, you promote fights. Like, you have your own job that doesn't even, like, concern him. And he's like, Bianca, he's not going to stop. Stop what? I don't understand what he's going to do when he says, I'm going to take everything. He's going to steal your gym? Can someone explain this to me? I'm so confused. I'm tired of being confused all the time. It's hard being Sentient Smythe. to not know what's going on. So the next day on First Take, Stephen A. Smith, terrible show, Donnie's on there, and Dame's watching from his house. And I swear to God, when I first saw this, I thought it was Bianca on the couch. And I was like, oh dear, he's not kidding. He took his wife. Holy shit, Bianca, you whore. Did not see that coming. And then when they keep cutting to him, I'm like, oh wait, maybe that's not Bianca. I was fully convinced, oh my God, she's banging him. Now that'd have been great. It wouldn't have made sense, but like, fuck it, this whole movie doesn't make sense anyway, so like, just go for it. Oh God, that'd have been so funny. So Dane calls into the show, talking mad shit, calling him a coward and a fraud, and his dad would be ashamed and all this stuff. And then they challenge each other to fight. Run it! Run it means, you know, do it. Hey, I'm not exactly sure what run it means. That must be a new term that I haven't studied up on yet. But I'll get back to y'all on that. So they're going to fight each other. Hooray. And it's montage time, y'all. So Donnie starts training, punching a goddamn tree. Which, you know, why? Sparring Drago. Just getting the shit kicked out of him. A lot of girls get involved in the fights. What do y'all think about that? There's a girl in the play-by-play for one of the fights. There's the girl trainer for Felix. Girls working the pads for Donnie. You know, I'm assuming we're going to get an Amara spinoff of a girl fighter. You know, I'm not making any statements. But what do y'all think about that? Now, you like that? You like how I just threw that out there? I don't have to be on the wrong side of it. So anyway, yeah, he's sparring with Drago and all that. Which, by the way, is Drago healthy? Can we get a Drago-Dane fight? I wouldn't mind that fight. I wouldn't mind seeing Drago fight again. That dude was massive. That dude was all kinds of fun in the ring. So, yeah, Donnie's all old. He's getting his ass kicked. And then just, like, sits on the ground after getting knocked out for, like, a minute. And thinks about stuff. Like, about getting up from other fights. And now he's all better. And the music picks up. And he's like, all right, now I'm good again. Sparring without headgear. Punching a tree after, like, multiple fractures in his hand. Pulling a plane at the airport. This is so stupid. He has a plane tied to him, and he's going to pull it. Why? They had to actually, like, say, all right, get up. We're going to go to LAX, the private hangars. And, you know, your private jet, you're going to pull it. Why can't I just, there's so much weight at the gym. Why can't I just do it? And it's, like, 30 minutes away. Because it's going to look cool. And then he's running and climbs up to the Hollywood sign and, like, screams. Ugh. It's just so cheesy. So I'm like, all right. I'll tell you what, though. They are, because they're showing Dame training, too. They're freaking jacked, man. Good Lord. This is the biggest that Michael B. Jordan's ever gotten. And what's his name? The guy playing Dame? Jonathan Majors. Dude, freaking massive. When he's climbing up those ropes, I'm like, good Lord, man. This guy's a superhero. Jonathan Majors, didn't he get in some sort of trouble after this? I think he was having a couple of, how should we say, private exhibition fights in his home with a couple girlfriends. Did that happen? Did I make that up? He got in some sort of trouble, and I think he, like, lost. It's like, as Creed 3 was coming out, he lost, like, everything. I think he was, like, in the Marvel Universe, which maybe dodged a bullet there. But he was dropped from everything. So, you know, shit, we might be able to get him on the program now. He's probably got a lot of free time. So we got to the fight. It's at Dodger Stadium. So that's fun. Baseball stadium. Third oldest stadium in baseball, fun fact. Hey, first fun fact of the whole thing. Do you know what the other two oldest parks are? Huh? Say it with me now. Yes, that's right. If you said Fenway Park, you were correct. You might have said Wrigley Field. You were close. Fenway Park is 1 year older than Wrigley Field. And then Dodger Stadium is in third. They built that whenever the Dodgers moved from Brooklyn. 1958, maybe they moved. So they must have built it. 1960, 61. They played in the Coliseum for a while in L.A. And the left field fence was, I don't know, 100 feet. It was ridiculous. Look it up. Los Angeles Dodgers Coliseum. And that park was ridiculous. So anyway, you know, this is the first time in any Rocky movie. I was in the theater and I kind of didn't care about the final fight. It was so fast that he got to be champ. I was like, this is stupid. And then, yeah, like, they're all mad at each other, so okay. I don't know, there wasn't, like, much time of Donnie, like, debating, should I fight him? I don't know what fighting him is going to do for anything. It's going to stop him. Stop him, again, stop him from what? What is your goal here? So, yeah, when the fight started, I was like, okay, I hope it's a good fight, but like, I kind of just don't care. So his second fight ever, they're saying Donnie's clearly the underdog. Clearly, right? Because Dame's just, he's unstoppable after that one fight. So, ding, ding. Round one. Duke Jr. just says, stop holding back, D. Dude, it's 7 seconds into the fight. Did y'all notice that? Right when he gets in, stop holding back. Dude, just getting started, man. Cool it, guy. Hits Donnie in the arm, which, you know, is the greatest boxing strategy of all time. So now Donnie's screwed. And I guess Dame wins that first round. Round two, you know, more illegal punches and shit. I don't know what's going on with these refs, but like, I tell you what, this wouldn't happen on Lou Filippo's watch. He wouldn't allow this shit. Absolutely not. Lou Filippo is turned over in his grave right now. He's dead, right? Assuming he's dead. But yeah, round two is actually a pretty good round. And then they use this like effect after that for round three, where it's just like the two of them with no crowd. It's like a jail cell. You know, I guess they ran out of money and they just didn't want to pay the extras or whatever. So they just, it's just them two. And I don't know. It's kind of cool, I guess. It's just to like stress that it's just these two people that were close are now squaring off. And I figured this was just like for a round or two. Because it's like, it's about a minute and a half. They fight like this in this weird ring or whatever. And then it comes back to normal. And it's the end of round 11. We're going into the last round. That was it. I think they just like ran out of money. Like, oh, fuck it. Just get us to, that's it. This fight's like 5 minutes. And then round 12, Donnie gets knocked down. He gets back up. And then he knocks down Dame and whatever. Donnie wins. Neither fighter was ever like in any real trouble. I wasn't ever stressed like, oh shit, Donnie's screwed. We never had time. It was just two rounds and they did a weird effect and it was the last round. It looked like a pretty easy, pretty even fight. Nothing really happened. It wasn't like a bad fight. It just was over 2 minutes after it started. Same as Smythe, I thought you said 5 minutes. Whatever. So, all right, Donnie's champ again. I'm so happy for him. I cannot tell you. It just warms me to my cockles. Tickled pink. So happy. Donnie's champ again. We can all sleep better at night. Dame's not going to get all of his stuff now. His Nintendos, his TV, his see-through floors, his kid, his wife. He's not going to get all that stuff now. Those are the rules of boxing. So Donnie goes into his locker room at the end and apologizes for everything. And Dame says, we were just kids. It's not on you. Well, when did you realize that? Just now or earlier? Because you've been saying some diabolical shit lately. And it kind of caused this whole thing to happen. And then Donnie leaves and Dame's like, I wonder if there's any beer left in that keg. Because I ain't got no money no more. So I can't be wasting beer. So he goes back out to the ring, Donnie and Amara's shadow boxing. She's been waiting all night for this. And I guess Bianca's fine with her fighting now. She's just like, so happy about it. Just staring at her admirably. So, fuck it. Again, just like setting up for some sort of Amara spinoff, which I just don't, you know, don't do that. Don't do that. And yeah, I guess that's the end of the movie. yeah, roll in credits. There's the movie. I don't know. It was all right. It's like we didn't need this movie. The whole thing with Dame was so unbelievable. It was so contrived. What's that word mean, contrived? I think it's contrived. I think contrived is the right word. All this stuff we're supposed to accept. Oh, sure, and this and that. And, like, he's got a shot. Okay, well, yeah, sure. And then now he's, because we have to have an underdog. Like, the hero can never be the favorite. So now he's an underdog. And it was just weird. I don't know. I just didn't really care. I think at the end of the day, dude, like, Donnie has never really been super likable as a protagonist. I mean, it's not fair to compare him to Rocky Balboa. That's an icon of, like, movie history that everybody loves. So it's never going to be as likable as a Rocky Balboa kind of guy. But, I mean, the first movie, I guess you felt sorry for him, but he was such a fucking hothead. And then, like, even, all right, he got out of the group home and he was, like, raised by Marianne. Still a hothead. He had, like, a job. a good job and he still wanted to fight, and like Rocky gave him a shot and he was punching out sparring partners, getting in fights, saying, fuck this gym, fuck Rocky. He's just never, he's always just kind of been like a spoiled hothead that I just kind of don't care about. And I guess I just never really realized it until we take Sylvester Stallone out of this movie. Again, I'm biased because I'm a Rocky guy, as is everybody. So I do miss seeing Rocky Balboa in a movie like this. But you take him out of the movie and like the heart's gone. I don't really care about what's going on. So when I'm not really caring about the protagonist and I don't find him to be very likable, well, then what's left? And then the reason for him fighting at the end, I'm not really clear about. Bianca didn't really have anything to do either. She's just like, oh, I'm a producer now. I don't know. I don't really have that much to say about it. I just didn't really care for it. All my friends and I went to have dinner after the movie, and we all just kind of sat there and we're like, movie kind of sucked, huh? All of us were like, yeah, it's not that it was, I don't know, it's not like a bad movie, but I just, at the end of it, I was like, okay, are we done? I kind of don't care. I liked Jonathan Majors as Dame. It was good to, like, root against a villain again, you know? Because, like, we don't need these backstories for these villains. Like, I just, sometimes it's just nice to have an enemy that you want to hate. But, of course, like, they kind of had to redeem him a little bit at the end. No, just, like, have him ride off in the sunset. I don't need that. The Dame-Felix fight might have been the best fight of the movie. Yeah, so that's about all I got. Where does it rank in the Rocky land for me? Oh, boy. Well, it's not better than Creed 1 and Creed 2. It's not better than Rocky 1 through 4. Oh, shit. So, wow. Is this the worst Rocky movie ever? I mean, I think Rocky 5 is a worse movie. I don't think it's a good movie. But Rocky 5's got some heart, and there are some things that, few things that work in it, and you have Rocky Balboa in it. This, yeah, man, it might be neck and neck with Rocky 5. And Rocky Balboa is better than this. Shit, yeah. Might be the worst movie. How about that? Hey, there's hope for Rocky 5. Climbing out of the cellar. Good for them. So yeah, there's Creed 3. Not a big fan. If you're a fan, you know, drop me a line. Tell me why you are. So yeah, next time we'll be doing, I don't know, maybe I'll do, because I did Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4 with a co-host. And since I revisited all the Bond movies, except for 4, then maybe I'll revisit all the Rocky movies as well that I did with the co-host. So maybe I'll do those movies. I'm not really sure. But be tuning in on the Last of the Action Heroes podcast network. Which, by the way, if you're not listening to that network, you know, you're not hooked up right, you know? Which, speaking of the network, Doug with the Rocky Minute, I think he's a big fan. Huge fan. I think he mentioned it was maybe the best of the whole series. Rocky and Creed combined. Creed 3 is the best movie that they ever made. And he's maybe thinking it's not just the best Rocky movie, but maybe like a top 10 movie all time kind of thing. So, you know, we're all entitled to our opinions. All right, so next time I'll either do Rocky 1 or Octopussy or Skyfall. You just never know, guys. I can keep you on the edge of your seat. You just have to tune in. All right, see you next time.